Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
Okay, it's 97230.
Thank you. And you said that was 97230?
Yes.
Thank you.
And what's the name of your company? Who am I talking? What company do you represent?
Well, I do apologize. However, I do work for a call center that services over 400 different companies, so I would have to have the account pulled up and verified before I would know which one you're calling in for.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And may I have your first and last name, please?
First name is Walter. Last name is Lesher, L-E-S-H-E-R.
Thank you. And that'll be in one moment as I do see if I can locate that for you.
Sure. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And so that I can see if I may have located the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
42. Oh, boy. I just had a brain freeze. The address is 4206 Northeast, 125th Place, Portland, Oregon.
Thank you. You'll give me just 1 second to look over the account, see exactly what is going on. It will take me just a moment.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, and I am showing that there would have been the welcome gift done of the Wi-Fi booster where you had paid the $7.45 for the shipping of the product, and it would have informed you in the terms and conditions that by doing the welcoming gift, you would be signing up for the Gadgets Club where you pay $49.97 per month and get a $125 gift card to the Gadget Club website.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yes, I do remember the $7.45, and I did get the booster, but I sure did not realize that I would be signing up for future, and I want that canceled.
Well, I can definitely get the account canceled for you to prevent all future charges effective immediately if you will give me just a moment to get that canceled for you.
Oh, okay. How about the prior $49.97?
Well, I am sorry, however, that is a valid charge since you have to agree to those terms and conditions, but if you'll give me just a second, see what I may be able to do about that for you, it will take just a moment.
Okay, Dustin, I appreciate your help.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I really do want to thank you for your patience. What I'm showing that I would be able to do is I would be able to issue a 35% refund on the latest charge.
35%? That's 35% of $49.97, is that what you're saying?
Yes, I'd be able to apply my discount, which allows me to issue a 35% refund on that latest charge of $49.97, which would, if you'll give me a second to double check that. So, yes, that would let me issue a refund of $17.48.
Wow, that's terrible. I have not got it. I have paying this $49.97, what now, for 3 months. I have not received anything, you know, that I'm paying for.
You would be getting a gift card of $125 added to your Gadgets Club account on the website. However, if you'll give me a moment to check with my supervisor, see if there's anything else they may be able to do, it would be just 1 moment.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. And I really do want to thank you for your patience. I have spoken with my supervisor, and they did inform me, due to the misunderstanding, that they would be able to authorize me to be able to do a 50% refund on the latest charge, since you do have to agree to those terms and conditions, and they are listed in three different places when going through the order.
Okay. Well, I think I did this over the internet, and... Jeez, I sure didn't understand this. Okay. So you would give me 50% back of the $49.97, which would be, you know, close to $25, something like that. And you would cancel all further transactions?
Yes, I have canceled the account to prevent all future charges, and I would be able to issue a refund of $24.98.
Wow. So I've paid damn near $150 and wow. Okay. Well, I'll know better next time. I will not order things over the internet. Okay. So where do we go? Will you send me an email?
Yes, you will receive an email and you know it has been canceled and refunded.
Okay, and do you show my email number?
I'm showing that we have an email address of WDL739@AOL.com.
That's correct. Okay. All right. So, okay, Dustin, thank you for your help. I wish we could have done a little bit better, but I guess it is what it is. Poor customers. I'm not very happy.
Well, really, I'm sorry. I really wish there was more that I would be able to issue for you. However, the 50% is the most that I am authorized to be able to do, since you do have to agree to those terms and conditions.
Well, that's all I can do is agree right now.
I do want to thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you, Dustin, for your help.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Bye now.